Okay, so we're just going to talk a minute or two here about recognizing some intervals. And a great way to recognize intervals and begin to sharpen up your ear is to kind of associate them with popular tunes that you know. And I'm talking about, you know, things such as lullabies and, you know, old folk tunes, things you've been hearing since you were a kid that I've noticed really helped me. And so I'm just going to give you a few examples of the intervals that you were taking in the sauna in my previous audio file about Amazing Grace, singing Amazing Grace. So just recognizing some of those intervals to start with, because there's a lot of, you know, you can recognize the interval going upward or you can recognize the interval going downward. And, you know, there's a second, a minor second, a third, minor third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a tritone, and a major six, and a minor six, major seven, and minor seven. So there's a lot of them. Well, we're just going to do a couple of them. And the first one we're going to do is a perfect fourth. The first two notes in Amazing Grace. Amaze. D to G. That's a leap of a perfect fourth. So simply, you can use the song Amazing Grace. So if you hear this interval, that's the start of Amazing Grace. That's a perfect fourth. Another popular one that I use a lot is Here Comes the Bride. So when you hear that in any key, it doesn't matter what key, you know the interval is perfect fourth. So that's pretty cool. Then you can recognize it right away. I like that. The next one you have is a major third, and it goes from G, in this case, G to B. And there's a couple songs here that you can use. When the saints. So when you hear that, you know that it's a major third. Michael, row your boat ashore. Michael, row your boat ashore. Michael, row. Major third interval. And then the last one, the next one is from B to D. It's a minor third. So not a major third, but a minor third. And if you heard right away, you might have heard the lullaby, the Brahms lullaby. So the first two notes were a minor third. Okay, so those were intervals going upward. Again, we had perfect fourth. Here comes the bride. Then we had, let me just check my notes here. We had the major third. Oh, in the saints. Then we had a minor third. Brahms lullaby. So they were going up. So just a couple going down. Now, okay, so some intervals going downward or descending. The first one is I'm going to do starting on the high note here on the high D. So that's the fifth, and I'm going to go down to the third. So leap of from the five to the three is a major third. And swing low, sweet chariot, or shoo fly. So those two, that's really recognizable. And then the same with starting on the third, the B note, going to G, is a major third as well. So swing low, sweet chariot, shoo fly. Okay, same interval, just lower pitch. And then the last one that we're going to go over is just G to D. And that is a perfect fourth descending. G to D, perfect fourth descending. I've been working on the railroad. I've been working. So there's a fourth going down. So again, just a couple of examples, but it's a place to start. That's enough to chew on, I think, for a little bit. If you're not used to doing some ear training and you're looking to, sing harmonies or recognize intervals, strengthen your ear. So just see if you can go around and recognize intervals for different songs. And yeah, good luck.